now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled The Mayor's Wedding Day. As I look back on it now, I recall that this was one of the most exciting times of our lives. The time when we thought Mayor Plumfront was really going to get married to the fabulously wealthy Miss Daffodil Dilly. Did I say I thought he was going to get married? For a while, we weren't sure. That busy morning started out with all kinds of excitement. Yuki came to get us in a rented car, and I couldn't get Sparky ready to go to church. Now, here I am with 95,000 last-minute things to do, and I can't find that kid. Where is that boy? Sparky! Sparky, where are you?
I'm here in my room.
Well, hurry up and get dressed. We have to be up at the church for the mayor's wedding in 10 minutes.
Well, I'm not going. No, sirree.
Well, just what makes you think that you're not going?
Not if I have to wear that suit Miss Dilly rented for me to wear in the wedding.
Well, you certainly are going to wear it. You're the ring bearer in the wedding. You have to wear it.
Well, I'm not going to. No, sirree, and I'm not going to walk down the aisle next to that little girl, Silly Dilly.
You are so. Now hurry up and put on that suit. Do you hear me?
Oh, thank John. No. Oh, don't make me wear that suit.
Why not?
Well, all the guys in my gang will be up at the church to see the mayor get married, and when they see me in that suit, you know they're going to call me a sissy.
Well, I can't help that. Besides, if they do, they're just not very nice. Now, put on that suit while I finish getting dressed. Now, go on, hurry up.
Oh, no. Thank God. Please, please don't make me.
Sparky, how many times do I have to tell you? You told the mayor that you would be in his wedding, and you can't back out now.
Yeah, but I promised him I'd be in the wedding before I knew I'd have to wear that silly-looking, sissy suit.
Well, that's just too bad. Now go on and get dressed.
Oh, Big John. Do I have to?
Yes, you have to. Now get going. Oh, I'll bet that's Yuki in the wedding car honking the horn outside. Let me take a look out the window. Yeah, that's him. All right, Sparky, come on. Oh, here you are. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready, but I'm not going.
Why not?
Look at me in this suit. Boy, when the guys see me, they'll never stop calling me a sissy.
Oh, come on. You look real cute there, Sparky.
Oh, come on, Big John. Who wants to look cute? Look at this outfit.
What?
Black velvet pants.
Well?
Short pants at that.
Well?
Pants that don't even come down to my knees. And a black velvet coat and a Buster Brown collar and a big white ribbon for a tie. Yeah.
Oh, look, come on now. We don't have time to stand here and argue about this. Now put on your hat and let's go. Yuki's waiting outside in the wedding.
You don't mean to tell me that you're going to make me wear that hat, too.
Why, of course you're going to wear it. What do you think I got it for? Come on, put it on.
No, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Not that hat. No, no,
well,
no.
Sparky, 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 we have to get up to the church now. Put on that hat, will you, please?
Oh, come on, Big John. Not this little high-shelf hat, too. No.
Look, I have to wear one. Put it on.
Well, just because you don't care how you look doesn't mean that I don't care how I look. I'm not going to wear that hat.
Yes, you are. Now, you just put it on. In fact, I'll put it on for you. There. Now, come on. Out to the car we go. Yuki's waiting for us.
Oh. Oh, me. If this isn't a mess, I've never been in one before.
Well, here we are at the church, Big God. Guess I'll just park the car out in front here.
Well, wait a minute, Yuki. Wait a minute. Aren't we forgetting something here?
Forgetting something? What are we forgetting?
The groom. Aren't we supposed to pick up the mayor and bring him to the church? My goodness, I'll bet he's so nervous.
Don't worry about that. I already picked up the mayor. Yeah, he's waiting in the last chance room of the church. Come on, let's go inside. Shut the car door there, lad, will you please?
What's that you said, the last chance room? First time ever heard of that. What's that?
Oh, that's the room where the groom sits and waits for the wedding to begin. That's the room where he has his last chance to run away and escape. That's why they call it the last chance room.
Oh, I see. Oh, hey, listen. The organ in the church is playing. Here, open the door, Sparky. We'll go inside.
Last chance room is over here, Big John.
Okay, right with you, Yugi. Come along here, Sparky.
Boy, I'm lucky so far, because none of the guys have seen me in this sissy suit. Can I take off my hat now, Big John?
Yeah, okay. Here, give it to me. I'll take care of it until after the wedding. Now, you'll have to wear it when we go outside again. You understand that?
Well, at least I'm out of that much of this old sissy outfit.
Here's the last chance room, Big John. Let's go in. Mayor's waiting inside.
Look, maybe we better knock first. The mayor might not be in there anymore. We wouldn't want to walk in on the Widow Dilly. I'm sure she doesn't want anyone to see her until the ceremony begins. That's sort of customary.
Yeah, all right. Well, go ahead and knock there, Big John.
Go away. No, don't go away. Come back. Anybody home? Anybody? Come on in.
Sounds like the mayor's a little bit nervous. Come on, let's go in. Well, hello there, Mayor. How are you feeling on your wedding day?
Hello, Frank. It's nice of you to come. I'm glad you could make it.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah, how are you, Frank?
What do you mean, hello, Frank?
Frank? Who's Frank? Excuse me, Big John. Hello, Big John. Oh, come on in, fellas. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm so nervous I can hardly see you.
Hey, Mayor. I don't know what you're nervous about. Getting married is a perfectly painless procedure.
Oh, I don't know about that, Buster. Already I got a pain across my shoulders. Look, I'm all stupid over here. I can't even stand up straight.
Yeah, I noticed that. Here, let me take a look at you.
Hey, what's that hook sticking up there in the back of Mayor Pumpfront's coat collar?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Mayor, here's your trouble. You left the hanger in your suit coat. Here, let me take that out for you.
Oh, me. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I thought I was getting an attack of lumbago. Say, by the way there, Charlie, don't you think you better go and join the rest of the party?
Charlie? Who's Charlie?
You are. Oh, what's the matter, lad? Don't you even know your own name?
Hey, Mayor. My name's not Charlie. It's Sparky.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. It's my fault. I'm just so nervous.
Here you are, Mayor.
Hey.
Come on, slip on your coat again. I have the hanger out of it now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you, Buster.
Oh, me. Do I have to go through with this?
Oh, me, lad. I can see that you and me both feel the same way about it. But I'm afraid it's too late now.
Most certainly is. Yeah, Mayor, it won't be long now.
That's right, won't be long now, Mayor. You won't be a member of our bachelor's club anymore. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you fellas, too.
Uh-oh. Mayor, they're playing your song. That's our cue to walk out to the altar and wait for Miss Dilly to come up the aisle.
Do I look all right, Buster? Yeah, I mean, it's my tie straight, my hair combed all right. Yeah, I've got on too much of my light cologne. Hey.
Now, Mayor, you look fine.
Yeah, you smell fine, too, Mayor. I like that there lilac stuff. That really smells good.
Yes. Well, come on. Let's go. Yuki and I will walk out into the church first. Mayor, you follow. All right?
All right. Sure, I'm going to begin. In this sparky lad, we say. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, kids, I'm sure glad that you can't see me in this sissy suit they got me dressed up in. It isn't bad enough that I have to wear these short pants that don't even cover my knees. Pants have to be made out of black velvet. A black velvet coat, too. And you ought to see this dumb shirt. It's got one of those sissy Buster Brown collars. And a big bow tie. Satin ribbon. Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, this is the most embarrassing moment of my entire life. Well, I guess the wedding is going to begin now. Well, I still don't see why Mayor Plumfront was to go and get married, but he is. Well, I'll see you later, kids. So long.